Welcome to the intersection. Well, it's been a week since we last got together. In the intervening time, all kinds of crazy things happened in the world. I had some fun and some not as fun things happened to me. We went on a rock out. Y'all know I gotta get away every now and again. And, touch some grass, or in my case, touch some rocks. And I went to my absolute favorite place for rock hounding, which is Washington County, Missouri, where I found a bunch of druzy and agate. And we went to a new place this time, in addition to Haunted Ridge and Hawk's Bluff, which we had been to before. We went on this private dig. There's a guy in Washington County that takes groups of people to various farms and ranches that they aren't, just open to the public, where you can just go and, and do your thing and, sign a waiver and whatnot. You have to actually be included and taken by this particular gentleman who, thank you. His name is James, and I want to thank you, James, for taking us on that trip to Lance's farm. I guess you could call it that, really. Not much of a farm. There weren't growing anything on it. It's just basically a big plot of land where there's a lot of druzy, and they've dug up, they've used an excavator to dig some stuff up, and the beautiful, beautiful different colors from what we would see at the other two places we could go to. There were some blues in the agate, and there was some purple even, which purple agate, or quartz, is more commonly known as amethyst. So that was neat. Got some amethyst agate. So really pretty, pretty, pretty stuff. And some gorgeous stuff that had some gorgeous barite formations on them. Came away with so much stuff. And then on our way back home, we stopped at a in Eureka Springs. Well, not literally in Eureka Springs. We stopped at a cabin on Beaver Lake near Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And it was just a lovely little cabin right on the lake. And we got to, in the morning, after we had our coffee on our balcony looking out over the lake, which was beautiful, we walked down to the lake. And wouldn't you know it, new cool rocks for me to find. And they had all this banded chert, which is kind of like agate, but it's a different type of rock. How can I put this? So when you've got agate, it's got some translucence to it. You can, put it up to the light and you can see light coming through the rock, right? On the other hand, what we found was banded chert. So you have the still, you have all these colors and patterns and things like, circles and swirls and lines and things in all these different colors, but not at all translucent. You couldn't, if you held it up to the light, you can't see through it at all. No light comes through. So that was just more fun stuff that was just waiting for us right on the edge of the lake. And so we got one more rock hounding experience in on our little trip, and that was fun. And then on Tuesday, the reason I didn't do a show last night was Tuesday I got my right eye fixed, And I had the cataracts removed and a new lens put in. So now both eyes I can see at a distance really well, but now I need readers whenever I'm trying to look at my phone or read a menu or anything like that. So I'm not sure. On the one hand, it's great. I'll be able to drive at night again because one of the things about cataracts is that when the car lights come at you, they just totally blind you when you've got cataracts when they get bad enough. So, yay, that's going to help me drive at night again. And I'm able to see street signs and things at a distance now and read them because both eyes are now fixed. But gotta have those dime store readers if I want to read anything close up. And I can kind of read a computer screen because it's kind of far enough away. But if we're gonna do trivia and I haven't got something prepared on screen, well, if I'm trying to read these little trivia cards, I gotta have my readers for that. But good news. Don't need glasses the rest of the time. So yay, that's done. But that's put me under the weather, and I know Alex has been a little sick lately, and so he's missed some shows. He's been not feeling up to snuff, so wishing him well. Now, hopefully, we will get some callers on here since nobody. I don't know what's happened with. It's now 8 minutes after, and I've got no callers, and I'm not here to talk to myself. So let me see. What's going on? Where is everyone? Well, send that out, and I might just call one or two of them. And, well, I don't know. Anybody gonna join me here tonight? Well, if you're out there listening and you want to join, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.NET. Click on my name, Amy Manuel. Over on the right-hand side of the page, and there you'll be able to join me here on the intersection. Now, what are we going to do tonight? Well, I've prepared some more Dare to Be Stupid trivia, and I would love to have some people join me here on the show. Like I said, all you need to do to join the show is go to gabnet.net and click on that link. Now, where is everyone? All right, let me just get put out there the first question, and maybe somebody will call in with an answer. Here is the first question. Who was just indicted after Trump replaced the federal prosecutor in Eastern Virginia? Do you know who that was? No? No one? Anyone know who was just indicted? Well, it's somebody that if we're being honest, helped Trump get elected to his first term. Because he went, even though he wasn't supposed to, he was head of the FBI, he went out and talked smack about Hillary Clinton a couple weeks before election. And that really hurt her. Who was that guy? Well, now, because Trump blames him for the Russia investigation, Trump has been sicking his Department of Justice on it. He wants this guy indicted, and he was running out. The statute of limitations was running out. And so now the guy is indicted. Who was that? If you know the answer to that, all you need to do is go to gabnet.net. That's GABNET.net. Click on the link there for my show, Amy Manuel, The Intersection. It'll be on the right-hand side of the page. And you can join us over Zoom, where we will play some trivia. Dare to be stupid trivia, because, boy, a lot of stupid things happened since the last time we played this game. An awful lot of stupid things have happened. It just, they happen so rapidly. Let me see. If I can. Where is Trivi? Journey? Where's Alan? Where is Wayne? Have we got anybody? Wayne, where are you? How about Ray? How about Scott? Scott, why don't you join me here? Let's do some trivia. Let's have some fun. Let's talk some politics. What do you want to do? All right. Well, as I sit here staring myself in the face, let's see if we can go ahead and answer. Who was that person? Well, it was none other than James Comey. Yeah, the guy that essentially handed the election to Trump in 2016. Trump never forgave him. Because, you know, he went and testified. And he just told the truth. He just told the truth. That's all he did. And Trump didn't like that. Because any truth that is not in his favor, he calls that fake news. And he calls it lawfare. He wants to go after Letitia James because Letitia James prosecuted Trump for crimes. In the case of fraud, you know, he wants to go after anyone who tries to hold him accountable for his many, 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 many crimes. Yeah. So here we are. Here we are. Nothing at all sketchy about that. What malfunctioned in the United States building, causing someone to lose his shit during his little speech. Do you know? Well, all you have to do to answer that question, you want to get your answer on the air? Go to gabnet.net, that's GABNET.NET. And you can join the Zoom here and play a little trivia. We're 16 minutes into the show and I have no callers whatsoever. Where is everyone? Well, there were multiple things that caused him to lose his shit. Yes, he definitely did lose his shit altogether. He was upset because the escalator stopped. He had barely got... Melania was like two steps up. And he was maybe one step up on the escalator. It just started. And because of something that one of his videographers did that was trying to get a video of them coming up the escalator, he tripped the automatic shutoff on the escalator and the escalator stopped. It just stopped moving. It didn't stop suddenly, it just stopped. And, you know, nothing happened. So they sitting there, he's looking around, she's looking around, and she's like, welp, and starts walking up the steps. It wasn't a lot of steps. But oh no! It was a hit job. They were trying to hurt him somehow. It was sabotage. They had on Fox News and right-wing media a hissy fit. Oh my God! Why are they trying to assassinate him? You know, by stopping a moving stairway. This little man baby, I swear to God. So then the next thing that happens was for 3 minutes, his teleprompter wasn't working. Do you know who was in charge of his teleprompter? The Trump team, you know, the people that put the speech in there. They don't give that to somebody at the United Nations. No. That was his own people working that teleprompter. And it wasn't working. 3 minutes. And he was panicked. What's another thing that happened? And then he went on this crazy rant about windmills and, you know, how he is. And talked about green energy being bad and that climate change was a hoax and that it was insanity. And we're in front of the world. He's in front of the world. And he is carrying on like a toddler. Just wah, 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 wah. Being the snowflakiest of snowflakes. But oh my God. The escalator didn't work. It stopped while he was on it. And they weren't halfway up. They were clearly had just gotten on. She was like three steps up and he was one step up. It had just started moving when it stopped. I mean, if he had fallen over backwards, which she wasn't going to, I mean, it didn't even move him. He was just standing there and it stopped and And Melania, oh, he had a, oh, poor Melania. She could have been hurt if she wasn't physically fit. Physically fit. I'm sorry. You can't manage one flight of stairs. That's it. You're going to be taken out because one moving flight of stairs, one escalator stopped and you had to walk up the steps. Heaven forfend. This is, it's insanity. But here we are, we're 21 minutes into the show, and I still don't have any callers. Maybe I should call them. Let's see here. Who can I call? I call. Where are you, folks? Where is everyone? Hello, hello. Is there anybody out there? Just nod if you can hear me. All right, so let's go on. Next question. If someone wants to call in and answer. Whose late night talk show was suspended last Wednesday? Oh, yay, finally. There we are. Charlie's here. I was starting to get worried. We were 20 minutes in and 24 minutes in. And nobody, nobody,
Well,
nobody.
where is everybody? I mean, jeez. There was no Alex tonight, so what was the holdup? Why was it?
I don't know.
I was umpiring. I just got home, just got changed, so I got on as soon as I could.
Yeah, no, I don't know what's happened to everybody else.
But there's a whole bunch of text messages in the group from Alan and Wayne. What's going on with them?
Well, Alex has been in sick, and so that's why there's been no ramble for a while.
Yeah, I saw there wasn't one last night and not tonight either, so.
He apparently, see, this is the problem with the stupid iPhone. I send Alex messages, and he doesn't get them.
Does he have an iPhone?
I think so.
Hmm.
Because you notice last week, or this weekend actually, I sent out three pictures, or with two pictures and a video of David and I doing the dig, and
Well, I got a text from you saying that you had pictures in them, but there were no pictures in the text.
Yeah, see, so you and Alan have iPhones.
Yeah.
And that's what's wrong with iPhones. Because Wayne has an Android and got all three pictures. Got both pictures and the video.
I usually get pictures. I mean, Alan puts stuff out there, I can see it.
Yeah, Alan has an iPhone. Because Apple is very proprietary.
Wow.
And so it doesn't want you to have anything else, so it kind of messes up. Oh, here comes Alan. And so I send y'all stuff, and y'all might get them much later. Or, might not get them at all, or it might come without the pictures attached, because I have Android and y'all have iPhone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not getting an Android, so.
Yep, neither am I. I'm getting an iPhone 17. Well, what's that got to do with the show?
Oh, well, I was just talking about the... I think Alex didn't get my text yesterday when I said I wasn't going to do a show because I was still recovering from...
Eye surgery.
I had cataracts. And here comes Wayne. Boy, y'all are late tonight.
Something new. Stay centered in auto framing. Turn on. Maybe later. I don't need any problems. Maybe later. I hate these things. These pop-ups while you're on the show.
I had to reboot because I was having some issues with Zoom earlier.
Ain't this a bitch? Charlie's older than me and he's got a lot more hair than I do. I didn't have a hat to grab. I was doing all kinds of things and lost track of time.
I've got more hair than all of you. You know, my sister was I'm the youngest. My sister Kim's the oldest. She was asking me like, "What do you?" Here comes Ray. Finally, everybody's like half an hour late.
I can't let Ray see me without a hat. I'm right back. I'm going to go get a hat.
You know, my sister was like, what do you eat? What's your regimen? How do you have so much hair? And I'm like, no, I've always had more hair than like the rest of my sisters put together, which is not always good, I can tell you, because the slightest bit of water in the air, I mean, humidity or rain or anything, and my hair, I looked like I stuck my finger in a light socket. It just, but not curly. Just frizzy and messy looking everywhere. Wow. So I have to take a flat iron and spend a really long time because my hair's so thick. But so it's not always a good thing to have.
All right, it's time to leave. Jesus. I'm going bald and she's got all this hair.
You're very overmodulated.
Your bike sounds different than normal. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I will fix that. Maybe.
All right, so I thought we would do a Dare to Be Stupid trivia. Now the people listening have already heard a couple of these because I didn't have anybody to talk to for over 20 minutes. Where were y'all?
I was on the softball field.
All right. And let's. All right. First question, and y'all just shout out if you know. Who was just indicted after Trump replaced a federal prosecutor in Eastern Virginia?
James Comey.
James Comey is correct.
Is my modulation better?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't realize he got.
You're a little on the soft side. Turn it up just a hair.
I will. Now they know right where to go.
All right.
Okay, how's that?
That's perfect. All right.
Just like me.
Well, it's a teleprompter or the.
What malfunctioned in the United Nations building, causing someone to lose his shit during his speech?
That horse that was walking by.
No, the escalator.
Escalator and the teleprompter.
The escalator and the teleprompter, yes.
I like the look on Donald's face standing there thinking.
He was pissed.
The thing is, both problems were caused by somebody on Trump's staff.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't hear that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it, though.
So the escalator was caused by his videographer that went up ahead of him and was trying to stay at the top and video down. And so he accidentally triggered the safety mechanism that caused the escalator to stop. Now, they had just gotten off. She was, Melania was like two steps, you know, three steps up, and he was one step up when it stopped.
Oh, I love it.
The greatest thing was the moment he stepped on it, it stopped. That was so great.
Yeah. And,
it would have been better.
And, he's like, you know, she could have been hurt if she wasn't so physically fit.
Oh, God.
On an escalator that stopped moving. All it did, it didn't like lurch to a stop. It just stopped.
Yeah. All it does is become stairs.
I think it would have been cute and if she, it stopped.
They're looking around, and she just goes, oh, and starts walking up the steps.
I think it would have been cute if Melania got off the elevator, Trump was in the middle of it, and it stopped in reverse.
Escalator.
He would have ended up in the Secret Service's arms. God, what a gross thing to talk about.
And so then the teleprompter is his people put his speeches into the teleprompter and they set it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so and they run it. So he had 3 minutes without a teleprompter. Three.
He said, whoever's running this teleprompter, they're in big trouble.
Yeah. And he's wanting to, he thinks they were saying, I mean, the conspiracies at Fox News and Trump, you know,
yeah, he said somebody deliberately stopped it.
They were trying to sabotage Trump.
And Fox News was so into that.
It was...
We talk about it like it's a certainty. They're such wimps. They're such crybaby wimps. Yeah. Incredible. Talk about snowflakes. These are so easy. I mean,
All right. Whose late night talk show was suspended last Wednesday?
Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
That's all right. Jimmy Kimmel.
I wonder how much more they had to pay him to come back on.
I know his ratings are through the roof now.
He got the best ratings in 10 years on Tuesday when he came back.
Without mentioning names, I was talking this about one of our Republican friends, and he says he's got the worst ratings and stuff. And I said, all you do is listen to the news.
That's actually not true.
You don't find out that he's got much better ratings than Trump when Trump's...